Welcome to Second Half Now, a radio show for boomers and beyonders. Tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. With Dr. Dan Critchett, Second Half Now, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. It's time for Second Half Now. The doctor is in. Now here is your host, Dr. Dan Critchett.
We are very happy to welcome you to yet another edition of Second Half Now. This is a radio show for the 50-plus generation, and our theme really is this: helping America's baby boomer live a life that matters. And that's what we're all about. We want to do a radio show that matters. We want to equip and encourage and inform, do all kinds of good things so you, the listener, can learn how to do a better job of living a life that matters. And on this show, this is where we discuss the important things that we approach in this second half of life. And welcome to the discussion for today. I am your host, Dr. Dan Critchett. Happy to have you along. Thank you for joining us and for listening today. Today's subject is about aspiration, about goals, good intentions, success, and fulfillment. You know, we as boomers grew up, I did anyway, and maybe you did too, we wanted to change the world. And now, in this second half of life, we confront the cold reality that we have a hard time even changing our own minds from one thing to another, a hard time changing our habits, our attitudes, our behaviors. Forget the world. We can't even change our own neighborhood. So it turns out that change is a lot harder than we ever thought it was. So especially the change that starts on the inside of ourselves, the change that will make a difference outside of ourselves, the change that will help us actually live a life that matters. So can you relate to that? Do you still have things that you want to do that will make a difference in your world? So maybe we can't change the world like we thought we could, but we can change a couple of things in our life that would really make a difference, help us to achieve or accomplish something important to us. Things that would make life better for us and for others around us. Something coming to mind as I talk about those things? I hope so. I have come to believe that there is one key to success, maybe right there near the top of the list, that will give us, give you and me, the best results, the results that we really want. And our guest today is going to help us with that important key to success. Remember that phrase, key to success. In studio today is Kevin Clouser. He is a business expert and host of the popular podcast, Clouser on Business. We met recently and through a mutual friend, actually, and we kind of agreed at the beginning that I would be on his podcast and he would be on my radio show. So a couple weeks I was on the podcast, and you can find it that recording on clouseronbusiness.com. And so now it's his turn. Kevin is in studio with us. I'll introduce him in a moment. But I want to give you the title of today's show, and it is this, just speaking of that key to success, and here's the title of today's show, Coaching. Perhaps the most important key to success. So before we get into that, I want to remind us, all of us, about the nature of this show and what we're trying to accomplish. We have five core priorities that we deal with, and we sort of rotate them around. We have different guests and different smaller subjects within these core priorities, but they are these. These are the things that matter in our life. Number one, home and family. Number two, health and wellness. Number three, budget and finances. Number four, heart and soul. And number five, work and purpose. So our goal is to help you become healthy and happy in each of those areas, not just so that you feel better about your life and your world, but it is so that you can live a life that matters. So those are the core things that drive us. And we get up in the morning and we go about our business, and those things are in front of us all the time. And so today we're going to talk about, again, the subject, the topic for today is coaching, perhaps the most important key to success. So let's talk about it. Our guest in studio, as I mentioned already, Kevin Clouser. And Kevin, I want to thank you for coming in today and welcome to Second Half Now.
Hey, well, thanks for having me, Dan. I really appreciate the reciprocity.
That's the word, reciprocity, yeah. Yes.
I'm just wondering how two hosts can go about talking about something.
I know. Well, here's the deal, Kevin. When I was on your show, you led the way, right? And you asked me questions and I answered, but we had a dialogue.
Yep.
And so now you're in my territory, so we'll reciprocate that way. Yeah. Fair enough?
Sounds good, and I want to say that your podcast has been very popular one, and
so
it gives me an indication that your audience might have some similarities to my audience as well.
Yeah, good. So this is a team effort, and it always is, whoever I have in as guest, and we've done about 100 shows so far, and everyone has gone very well, and I'm looking forward to our dialogue here, because as we have talked about success and achievement and doing things that really count, that really matter, this key element of coaching just really intrigues me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to believe that and observe that that really is a critical key for a lot of reasons, and we'll get into some of those. So let us get a little bit acquainted with you, a brief summary of yourself. And, you know, we met literally just a few weeks ago, but through a trusted friend. So I say any friend of Bob's is a friend of mine. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Bob Bedritis, that you're referring to, has been on the podcast as well.
Yeah.
And but I grew up in the Midwest, graduate of Indiana and Purdue Universities. Been a CPA for 30 years. And the first question I always get when people hear that I'm a CPA is, well, do you do taxes? And I don't. And I've stayed away from that because my career has been on the business side, on the desk side. As a CFO, VP of finance,
okay, yeah,
worked for others, have owned my own company, but I like being there. I like working with people. I like working with business owners, because that's that's where it's happening.
Right,
is there in America in businesses and small and large businesses alike.
I think it's an integral part of a business, because if you don't get the numbers right, everything's going to go sideways from there, right?
Yeah, right. You know, a lot of people know how to make something or distribute or provide a service for things, but a lot of times they don't know how to handle their cash or their finances,
mm-hmm.
and they get in trouble. And that's been part of what I've done in my career, is to help keep the ship on the right course. And
right.
I've been able to help some people turn the battleship around into harbor, so to speak, and get them back out there where they're doing well. And
excellent.
Yeah.
Are you a bean counter?
No, I'm not a bean counter, not from Boston.
That's kind of the general cat, bookkeepers or financial people. And...
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, because I'm not the guy that has the little plastic pen and pencil protector in my in my shirt pocket either.
Right.
But I will tell you, though, and when people know me and learn of me and around me a little bit, they'll always come back and say, you just don't have the personality that they would expect a CPA would have.
Okay.
And that's been just, I've heard that my whole life. It's just that finance and accounting was the train that got me to some place where I wanted to go.
And it comes naturally to you.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
And even though that's kind of your niche, you have a broad interest and expertise in business, all facets of business,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you cover on your podcast.
Yes, yeah, so our podcast topics are just broad general business topics.
Yeah,
the one we have coming out here tonight, for instance, is on the importance of people taking their vacations, and we approach that from both the employee standpoint and also the employer standpoint, because what's in my heart is to help people. And I like companies that invest in their people, and I like, because, happy employees are the most productive employees.
Exactly.
So if I can work both on the employee side and the company side,
right.
that's what I love.
So as part of your message, I don't want to spend too much time on that, but I'm curious, is part of your message to the CEO or to the manager or to the owner or to the boss, making sure that your people get adequate vacation is an improvement to the company. It,
mm-hmm.
it improves morale. Does it improve bottom line?
Exactly. Well,
really?
and it, what it does, it helps both sides get some refreshment.
Yeah.
Maybe a little game reset, so to speak.
Right.
And then
right.
you can come back in and engage. But it's a good podcast, and hope people listen to that. But it's really very meaningful.
So in that kind of a sense, you're wearing the hat of a coach. I mean, you're saying to the CEOs, mm-hmm. let me coach you in this particular element of your business, having to do with vacations and time off and stuff like that, holidays and
mm-hmm.
all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would encourage, especially the people that listen to your program, Dan, with us being boomers, and I'm in this group, even though I wake up in the morning feeling like I'm 25, the mirror pretty much quickly tells me I'm not. So, but anyway, yes. So the coaching part of what I do is very important, because I've been through a lot of places. I've been places, both good and bad, from a business standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got the experience and the business acumen to help others. So sometimes it's me lifting by the shirt collar the owner's head off his desk and say, hey, let's work on something that we can work on today because, you know, as the scriptures say, you know, today has enough trouble of its own. So let's don't worry about tomorrow.
Exactly. Good. Well, I'm real curious about the podcast, but kind of as an intro into talking about coaching. So tell us about the kind of topic or the kind of guest that you like to have on your podcast.
Well, first of all, I like to have, the purpose of the podcast and on the introductory podcast, you can hear more about this, but from a helping people standpoint, I like to have someone that has an expertise or some experience, mm-hmm. but probably more importantly, a good story, Dan, because we're all people. God created us, you know, uniquely, but he created us to be together. So we're all out there in the world working or doing something, and we'd like to hear about other people that have had some good experiences, maybe not so good, but you know, life is life, and so sometimes the story to me is more important than maybe the business content that they have to my listeners. And if I've been able to help maybe lift the spirits of somebody or help someone say, man, I never thought about that, I'll try that, then I feel like I've won. You know, and I've done something, you know, good with myself, because otherwise it doesn't mean much if I haven't helped somebody.
Right, right. I see a unique role for you in your financial service, because a lot of people that go into business, they have a craft or a talent or a product or service. They're not really intending to run a business. They just want to do what it is that they love or what they're good at. Mm-hmm. And then they wake up one day and they say, oh my gosh, things are getting away from me. I don't know how to run a business. I don't know how to do these numbers, all these reports and sheets and quarterlies and P&Ls. And I'm just saying, I don't know what those are, but I know the words. Yeah.
Well, and you're absolutely right. A lot of people, they and again, not to repeat myself, but they have a talent of making something. They can fabricate or manufacture something, or they can be a distributor of a product, or even like maybe a beautician or something like that. It's a personal service type of thing.
Right.
They know how to do that well, but they just don't know how to manage. And this is both on the personal and business level. You just don't know how to manage your cash and to think ahead and to forecast. And, some of the experience I've had in helping businesses is using cash flow models that actually, if the model's fed correctly and accurately, you can almost predict to the dollar how much money you'll have if the suppositions work out that you start with. But, yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is anybody that goes into business or anybody that tries something and wants to do something, wants to deliver a product or service, they don't go into that thinking, I'm going to start this thing and I really want it to fail. So the opposite of that is success. So we all have an intention. We have a goal. We have an aspiration. We want to be successful. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about what we could maybe agree upon, at least you and I, and maybe we can persuade some of the listeners too, at some kind of a benchmark. What do we mean by success? So a person can say, you know, I've got $1 million in my accounts. Is that success? Or I have, 50 really close friends. Is that success? So let me ask you, let's craft a definition of success that we can use.
Yeah, well, and to your examples there, those all could be successes if that was what was being measured. However, for me personally, my definition of success is, am I doing the will of God? Mm-hmm. We all do the same thing every day in life. We take our feet off the floor and go to bed. So before I take my feet off the floor and get in bed, I always question myself, hey, have I done better than yesterday?
Mm, yeah.
Okay. And have I moved myself down the road in a positive way?
Okay.
And those that I surround myself with and that I work for, have I helped them? And I think, you know, if you do that each day, do it 7 days a week, 12 months a year, you know, I think our goal should be to get better each day.
So it's something about results. It's something about how you feel about kind of the focus that you've had and the priorities that you've had, the results that you can show in your life.
Yeah. So, just to add a little bit to that, back to my background, I come out of a state known for basketball. And so let me just share this
with you. Oh, Indiana.
Yes.
Indiana,
there you
Hoosier
go.
Hoosier country.
Yeah, go
yes.
Hoosiers. But right. One of the things in life, especially us boomers, is we need, you know, a basketball team or any sports team should be peaking at tournament time. Mm. So if you allow tournament time to be our stage in life, so to speak.
There you go.
We need to be, you know, before the Lord calls us home, we should be just peaking out. I mean,
there you go, at our best.
Yeah, we don't want to be peaking like mid-season, but we want to be peaking when.
I love that. Yeah, I love that illustration because, if we say I didn't get into this life or into this business or into this relationship to be a failure, so now I want to look at what is success. If it's doing like to use your definition to do God's will, mm-hmm. and to continue to do better, to perform better, to serve others, and all mm-hmm. that. So, but a lot of things get in the way of that success. Mm-hmm. You know, achieving that success by this definition. So what are some of those things where a person would want to have a look at in their life and would like to aspire to being more successful than they are? What are some of the things that they might want to bring under this scope?
Well, it's a great question. Let me say this, and I think we as people, both believers and non-believers, get something mixed up, is we don't own anything here on earth.
Yeah, good point.
Our Creator has made everything. So if you have a business, you have a talent or whatever, that's something that has been entrusted in you.
Right.
And you stewardship. So the first thing to know is that God owns it all. You're a steward, and then what you do with it, then.
I like that, yeah. And we'll be held accountable for that stewardship or caretaking of what it is that we have.
Yeah.
So I want to hear a couple of more areas of life or work that we want to be successful in, and we'll get right back to that after the break. So don't go away.
Do you have an elderly parent that is becoming isolated, not eating well, feeling depressed or fearful of losing independence? Do you know your options? Need peace of mind or know what is best for yourself or others during their golden years of life? At no cost to you or your family, Golden Placement Services can give you hope in the midst of great change. Even if it means staying at home is the right option. Call the Golden Girls at 503-723-7145 today. That's 503-723-7145 and schedule your non-obligation appointment today.
Property values are on the rise, higher than they've been in years. It's time to take the equity in your home and do something different. 24/7 Properties will provide you with custom personal care to get the maximum value out of your home. Jeff Edmondson of 24/7 Properties is a licensed general contractor as well as a real estate agent, giving you the expertise on how to effectively get your home ready to sell at the highest price. Visit Jeff online at 247prop.com.
I'm Jeff Edmondson, founder of 24/7 Properties. Call me today and let's have a conversation about selling your house. No obligation, no cost. Let's find out what's right for you. Call me, 503-780-3030, 780-3030.
And we're back right after the hearing from those very, very good providers for us. We have Upside of Downsizing, one of our new partners. We love them. We're partnering with them on a national scale. We also, you heard about Golden Placement Services and 24/7 Properties. These are the folks that help make this broadcast and all that we do in our local area here and across the country possible. And I also want to mention, you didn't hear these commercial spots, but I'll mention Hearthstone Senior Living, Transformational Finance, Dignity Memorial, Portland City Acupuncture, The Next Phase Coaching, speaking of coaching, and Dr. Dan Miller at Beaverton Chiropractic. So we're coming right back into it, Kevin, and we want to identify with our listeners who are thinking about, well, you know, what is an area of my life where I could sort of raise to the top of my categories and say, I really want to make a difference here, or I want to be successful at this, whatever that means. So let's throw out a few more ideas of what they might be able to identify as an area.
Yeah, an excellent question. So it starts with us. I mean, who we are inside and our living our core values is going to be the basis of where we're going to go, because you're going to take that into your family, for instance.
True. Yeah. Right.
And then eventually, you know, you're going to have to be a earner for your family and pay the bills and that sort of thing. So you're going to take that into the job and your career setting.
So are you saying that one of the things that a listener might be thinking is, I want to be more successful at income. Mm-hmm. So if I need to increase my income somehow, that's something I can get on board with, because we're going to get to talking about coaching. Mm-hmm. But a coach can help a client, one of our listeners, identify what it is he would like to achieve in that whole area of work mm-hmm. and income, and can help take the steps that will get him there.
Yeah.
That's the secret.
Right. And I think where a coach comes into play here on the individual front is a lot of times we know inside ourselves what we want to do, mm-hmm. but for some reason we can't define it, and we can't get it out of ourselves to
right.
get it down on a piece of paper,
right.
resume, if you will.
Right.
And how to present ourselves. So,
right.
you're absolutely right.
It's kind of like saying I could have a whole shelf of do-it-yourself books at home in my library or whatever, but they're not doing me any good.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's not in the book, right? It's what I do. It's the steps that I take. Yeah.
Well, isn't that true in life?
Absolutely.
The application part.
Right.
We read our scripture and whatever. We know what God right. wants us to do, but do
right.
we do it? And,
yeah.
How do we do it?
And that's an area where maybe it wouldn't be called coaching, or it could be, but that whole thing of, being a faithful Christ follower mm-hmm. and really being diligent about our searching of the scriptures and growing in our faith, that can be a coaching or a mentoring or a mutual accountability or something. But it's that whole relationship that helps us to be, I guess it's okay to still use the word success, but to be successful in my faith life. Meaning to grow into all that God wants mm-hmm. me to be and to do.
Yeah, and I would say this, Dan, if the foundation of your life isn't on solid rock,
right.
With scriptural principles,
right.
It's not going to hold up very well, and it'll crumble somewhere along the way.
Indeed, and that's like the old Sunday school song, the wise man build his house upon the rock, and the foolish man build his house upon the sand. And Roger, the engineer on the other side of the glass, is doing the motions. That Sunday school song for you too, Roger. Yeah, excellent. And the rain came tumbling down. So tell me this, Kevin, in your experience and observation, even for yourself or for others that you've worked, what are some of the obstacles? What are some of the things that coaching can help us overcome or get around or somehow be? We have to get past them. What are some of those things that drag us down?
Well, the first one I have is fear of failure.
Mm.
A lot of people just
yeah.
can't see themselves doing something, but they have the talents and
right.
they have probably the skill sets to do it, but for some reason they just can't see themselves doing it.
Okay.
So one would be fear of failure. Another one I would think of is maybe you lack the knowledge and the wisdom you need to act upon
okay.
Even just because we have I want to do something, doesn't
right.
mean you can do it
right.
if you don't have the knowledge.
And we know ourselves. If we say, I'd really like to be or do this, but I can't. I don't know how. I don't know where to start. I've heard that 1,000 times.
Yeah, that's right. And even in my own life and career, I've been asked to do things, and I say, no, I can't do that
mm-hmm.
because I don't know how. And so I wouldn't be any good to you.
Yeah.
So, but on the other hand, I can do this well.
Yeah. And you can learn. If it really is an aspiration to do something or to become something,
mm-hmm.
you can learn. And that's where I think the secret sauce, I'll call it that, of coaching,
mm-hmm.
is let's take those steps. I mean, if you're afraid of failure, that'll keep you down, right?
Oh, yeah.
And on the other side, I know some people who fear success.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do if I get busy and have money yep. and everything else? I mean, it makes me nervous just thinking about that.
Well, in business, complacency sets in because
yeah.
you've grown your business to a certain
right.
point. It's providing a certain level of income.
Right.
But what a business owner doesn't understand, if I don't do that next big step I need to do,
right.
I'm kind of going to die as a business.
Yeah.
They're in a bathtub drain going down.
Yeah.
They don't realize it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Or or status quo, or just keeping a level.
Yeah.
And maybe that's not what's going to work. And
mm-hmm.
We're going to have to wind down a little bit here. We'll say a couple more things, and we want to make sure our listeners know that you go to an internet connected device and you can hear this whole broadcast, even though we're going to finish up part one here pretty soon. But on our podcast and on our website, you can hear the whole thing, part one and part two together. So maybe a couple more things, Kevin, about what holds us back or what coaching can address in terms of things that keep us.
Well, I think one other thing that holds us back, I think, is time management. Are we making the best use of the time that we've
right.
been given?
Right.
And we live in a busy society. We've got those handheld devices that just even amplify the need or whatever. But you know, I would just say that it's a matter of, you know, are you going to do what you want to do for yourself? I mean, if you know you've got to do something, then, and this is where coaching comes in, is there's people that can help you with getting that out of yourself and helping you define that.
Exactly.
And maybe, you know, maybe validating whether your idea or is really good or good. Is, might be a bad idea.
So. I like that. And we're going to talk about things like what does coaching look like? And how does that relationship go? What are some of the key elements of coaching? And so we want to really encourage people to get over to our website, secondhalfnow.com. You can hear Kevin's podcast on Clouser, C-L-O-U-S-E-R, clouseronbusiness.com. And we are on iTunes and Stitcher right now. Mm-hmm. And so you know, all kinds of opportunities to hear our whole show. So I want to thank you for listening today. Gosh, we're just getting started, and I'm glad we have part two because we're going to really get into some really important content on part two. So we want to encourage you to tune in to the radio station here every Monday, 5:30 p.m. But if you don't live in the Portland area or if the time doesn't work out for you, you go to our website, secondhalfnow.com, and we'll be there as well. So if you have questions about today's topic, if you want to get in touch with any information about coaching, about some of the people that we might recommend or we might refer you to, go to our website, fill out a contact form at secondhalfnow.com. Also, maybe there are some topics or some guests or some subjects that you would like to have us talk about on the show, then again, go to the website, fill out a contact form. Plenty of room there for you to give us some feedback, some suggestions, whatever you would like to offer to us. If you would like to have a free CD of this show, we'll ship it out to you right away. Just call the station right here at 503-242-1950. That's KKPZ in the Portland area, but you call us and ask for a free CD of this show, and we'll get that right out to you. So, Kevin, can you stay with us for part two?
Yeah, you bet. Wouldn't miss it.
That was part of the deal, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yes. Okay. So, again, the topic for today is coaching, perhaps the most important key to success, and I think I might even call it the secret sauce. So, listener, I'm glad you're on board today. Thank you for joining us in this very valuable discussion. Second Half Now, a radio show for America's baby boomers, tools and tips to help you live a life that matters. Dr. Dan Critchett signing out. Let us continue our conversation with Kevin Clouser on part two of our website, secondhalfnow.com. See you there.
Thanks for listening to Second Half Now with Dr. Dan Critchett on KKPZ 1330 The Truth, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. To hear the rest of this program, find out more about the topics discussed today, or ask questions, visit secondhalfnow.com. That's secondhalfnow.com. Tune in next Monday at 5:30 p.m. for more tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. Until then, visit secondhalfnow.com. Welcome to Second Half Now, a radio show for boomers and beyonders. Tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. With Dr. Dan Critchett, Second Half Now, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. It's time for Second Half Now. The doctor is in. Now, here is your host, Dr. Dan Critchett.
And welcome back. We are continuing our conversation with Kevin Clouser here in the studio. The topic, the subject, the title for today's show is coaching, perhaps the most important key to success. And we're going to pick up a little bit close to where we left off. We'll rewind just a little bit to kind of get the context there. But I am your host, Dr. Dan Critchett. Very happy to be here with Kevin Clouser, who is actually with us in studio. And you want to go back and listen to part one, which is going to be available earlier in our podcast, and sort of get the context. And if you're listening on our website, you can do that, or you can download a podcast on iTunes or on Stitcher. And if you want to catch us live on the radio, I'll give you information about that before we close the show for today. So we're getting back into the subject on coaching, perhaps the most important key to success. So, Kevin, I want to welcome you again, and thank you for being here for this really important discussion.
Well, thanks again for having me. I really appreciate it.
Anybody tell you that you have a good voice for podcasts?
Well, it seems to work. I, you know, people tell me I have an accent, and, you know, I'm from the mid part of the country. I don't think I do, but it's probably because I don't pronounce words quite correctly sometimes.
You're not from here, huh?
No. A transplant, but I love it here, though.
Oh, do you? Okay, yeah. You've been here how long?
About 25 years.
Okay.
Moved out here and bought a business with another gentleman, and it worked its way through until the economy turned down here a number of years ago
and just
kicked it over the shelf.
Indianapolis, your home state, right?
It is. Yeah. Grew up on a farm in central Indiana, learned how to work, got a good work ethic,
and
hard work is good.
Bucking hay? Did you do that?
Yeah, we had cattle, crops, you name it. You know, most of my friends used to get up on Saturday mornings and watch cartoons. There was always a load of ground corn, ground feed for our cattle that my brothers and I had to go scoop off into a granary and then clean them in our barn out and all that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know why I don't do certain things.
Yeah.
And, I don't like to camp, I think, because... a lot of people up in this part of the country go camping, and I had my fill of the outdoors.
Yeah.
I think my idea of camping is the Ritz-Carlton.
There you go. Yeah, it's camping. Okay, so what we're talking about, listener, is the desire within us early on. We wanted to change the world, and now we realize that we can't change much about our life unless we have a big enough vision and enough motivation and enough help. And that's why coaching is so critically important. So we were, as we were finishing up part one, Kevin, we were talking about the kinds of things that get in the way or that hold us back or keep us down. And let's revisit that a little bit, because if anybody that's listening to us has an aspiration and see, gosh, I'd really like to do this, or I'd like to increase this, or I'd like to become better at this or whatever, coaching is going to be one avenue of success. Mm-hmm. But when we look at ourselves in the mirror and we say, I've tried, or I don't know what to do, where to start, what to do, what I need. So what are some of those things that keep us from making that step and becoming successful?
Yeah, well, I think there's several, and I can share four here. And, the scriptures are really good at saying that we need to seek counsel when we're going to go about doing something, right? So that counsel comes through different varieties and coaching one of them. But I think some of the things that hold us back as people is the fear of failure.
Yeah,
we can't imagine or visualize ourselves doing it, and we, for whatever reason, that confidence isn't there. Maybe it's because it's not validated.
Right.
Another one might be that we just lack the actual knowledge that we need to do it and the wisdom to apply it.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. And part of it might be time management. Are we really, if I say, for instance, Dan, that I want to set out to do something, am I going to put in the amount of time to do it and to do it correctly? And then another one that came to mind also was, sometimes we know we want to do something and we can probably do it, but we just don't have a method of drawing it out of ourselves to where we can clearly define it, and then know about how to go about doing it.
Right. It's kind of like read this book and then go do it. Well, most of us cannot do that.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of time, the notion might be, well, I can't find enough time. Well, you won't be able to find enough time. What you have to do is make the time.
That's right.
Right. You have to make the decisions. I mean, unless either that or just give up and quit saying you want to do something. You want to be successful at something. You want to make a difference. Forget that unless you're going to pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that I want you to do that, that I want you to give up and quit and not pay the price. But understand how deep inside of you there is a desire for that. Let those things come to the surface and say, that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to be. And I'm willing to pay a price for that.
Right. And sometimes it takes, if you can't do that on your own accord, that's where having a coach comes in to help one.
And hopefully that's some of the dialogue. The coach says, tell me, what do you really want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Is that really what, and kind of drill it in. Is that really, how much do you want to do that? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, so then, what does it look like?
It's the big why, right?
If you have a
big enough why, a strong enough why, you'll figure out the how, and coaching can help you do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I'm curious. We're talking about coaching as if everybody knows what it is. Let's talk about what coaching actually is, what it looks like, and like you said during the break, let's talk about what coaching is not. So you could do that in either order that you'd like.
Well, let's start with what it's not.
Okay.
Coaching is not you coming to me and asking me to make your decisions.
Hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
I can sit and listen to what's on your heart.
So if I'm the client, I don't say, well, Kevin, these are the things. Help me make this decision, or what right. do you think I should
yeah.
do? Okay,
yeah,
that's not coaching.
Yeah, my role as a coach, and I just want to clarify, I really don't – I do coaching, but I don't do it – you know, I don't have a shingle out, okay? It's part of what
okay.
I do with mm-hmm. my work as a CFO and involved in business. But, if you came to me, I'm going to – somehow get an assessment of where you're at.
Right.
You got to determine where you're at
right.
as an individual.
What's your starting point? What's your baseline?
Exactly. We're going to start with a blank piece of paper on the table.
Okay.
Okay. And then we're going to try to define
yeah.
by you telling me, because I can't tell you.
Right.
I can't jump inside you and figure out what you're thinking or whatever.
Right.
So you're going to have to, with my help, I can ask the questions and maybe put some processes out there for you to follow.
And that's the key for the coach, to ask the right questions.
Right.
Okay.
And the coach, don't take this wrong. The coach isn't your friend necessarily. Okay.
Right.
The coach is your advocate.
Right.
I'm here to listen to what you're saying.
Right.
I'm going to help you define and clarify some things that you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell me in one sentence, hey, I want to go get my MBA, and then, but in the next sentence, you're telling me, I just don't have the time to study or whatever, then I'm going to question, I'll help you maybe with your time management,
mm-hmm.
help you come to some conclusion about some stuff. But at some point, it's up to you as an individual to take the bull by the horn, so to
right.
speak, and do what you have to do to move ahead.
Yeah, and it's the why that drives us, I think, and maybe
mm-hmm.
that's what the coach does, is dig down enough to bring out that real critical, one of our coaching friends calls it the white hot why. So, and even mm-hmm. though you're not a coach, or at least in the sense not
mm-hmm.
having a shingle out, before we finish this program, we'll provide some resources so how a
mm-hmm.
listener can get in touch with a coach or even learn to become a coach.
Yeah.
So we'll save that for the end. So
yeah. I might say too, Dan, is because I've used coaches in
yeah.
my life
yeah.
and you need a coach because you can't make it on your own in life.
Right.
And we get hung up in our own things. I might be able to tell you right off the top of my head, not in a coaching sense, but what you should do to do this and that. But
yeah.
if I was put in the same situation, I might have a forest of trees up in front of my eyes and I can't see,
right.
And I
exactly.
don't know what to do. So
right.
we all need help. And the role of a coach is just to get us through some things, do some validation, and clarify that where, we can kind of be certain that you're going down the path that you want to be on based upon what I'm hearing
right.
you say you want to do.
And I want to dispel a myth, and that is I think there's a sense among some that say, if I need a coach, I must not be very good, or I must not be very smart, or I don't have the ability, or I'm a loser because I need a coach. Well, tell us, Kevin, about some of the people that we know in certain professions or certain life, pursuits that use coaches on a regular basis.
Well, I can think of countless professional golfers that have coaches,
right.
and
yeah.
they have multiple coaches.
Exactly.
They have swing coaches, putting coaches,
right.
probably how to pack your bag for
right.
a tournament coach,
yeah.
Something like that.
Exactly, right.
yeah.
And the top of top of their game.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that Phil Mickelson has a coach, and you name them. I mean, well, whoever they are, I mean, because they know that they can't watch themselves swing,
mm-hmm.
and they don't know everything about everything, and so a coach
mm-hmm.
can videotape or watch or analyze and find one little change that they can make. In fact, I've of some players in a variety of sports that change one thing and try to make an improvement. But it's with the observation and help of a coach.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other aspect of your question there is, apply it to a business standpoint is we can't do it ourselves.
Mm.
There's too many things coming at us
right.
that we have to consider in our decision making. And, that's why, again, the word just says, seek counsel and,
right.
Get some advice. It's not a sign of weakness at all. Matter of fact, I would say just the opposite. If someone told me, hey, well, that's for somebody else. They don't, they're,
right.
they don't know what they're doing or whatever. I'd say you got it backwards. The
yeah.
the person that is seeking the help because of sound decision making is the strong one.
Yeah.
Is the wise
exactly.
One.
It's kind of putting ego aside and saying, I need help, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend recently that is having a struggle with them, with his marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, but gosh, I don't want to go see a counselor or a therapist because that, you know, that's kind of like I should be better than that. I said, that's exactly wrong. I mean, that's where you let go of yourself, you put aside your pride and your ego, and you go get help.
Yeah, that's
there's
right.
nothing wrong, nothing shameful, nothing diminishing. Particularly about us men who guard our egos mm-hmm. so well, you know. There's
sure.
nothing, and to be a coach, that's a step up.
Yep,
you
it got, is.
You're saying, I'm going to pay the price. I mean, it's not only a financial price, but it's a time management. It's other kinds of things. I'm going to do the changes that are going to help me advance to where I really want to be, and that's my mm-hmm. why.
Yeah. Yeah, on that counseling, like with marriage and stuff, that's really the first thing you should do is get the help. And about the time a person thinks that they shouldn't, that's really when you should be doing it.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So did we talked about kind of what coaching is not, and it's mm-hmm. not, answering questions for them or giving advice or counseling. But let's drill down a little bit more on what coaching is and what does it look like?
Well, first of all, like life, coaching is a process.
Yeah, okay.
Things change every day, every hour here in our society and world today. And so coaching's a process and like a river, we're going to flow down through it. We're going to make decisions and approach things based upon what we know today.
Right.
Because tomorrow it's going to be different.
So you don't make one appointment and get fixed with a coach and then you go, no.
No.
It's a process.
If you did, I'd question the coach.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry. And this is where, like the people I help in business, business owners, is, and I learned this from my own experiences, is you've got 24 hours in this day. We're not sure when we wake up. If we have this whole day, we trust that we do and we plan for tomorrow, but we really don't know if we have that. So
exactly right.
I've seen so many people worry about something tomorrow, next month, a year from now, and we're living today. Mm-hmm. And the people that we have relationships with in business, you know, if it's your bank, if it's your vendors, customers, or whatever, all those people are going to make decisions in their best interest. So you as a so you as a person and you as a business owner mm-hmm. need to make the best decisions for you and then just trust that things will work out.
Right.
You know? But I've seen so many people, including myself in my past, waste a lot of mental energy worrying about something that was totally out of my control.
Right.
And so anyway, coaching's a process. We're going to work through the things that we get approached with every day. And then it's a relationship between two people.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm your coach, I'm going to be your advocate, but I'm also going to be the person that's going to say, hey, you know, wait a minute here, Dan, you know, are you really being honest with yourself?
You got the BS detector.
Yeah.
I think show me the mirror.
I think you need that. And I think the key thing is as a coach, you need to be a great listener,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to be able to let go of some things as a person mm-hmm. to hear everything, because what we're hearing may not be the way we think ourselves, but it's the way your client's thinking,
right.
and somehow you got to filter that through and make some sense out of it.
Because you can be a little bit more objective, because the client, the person that's coming to the coach, all wrapped up in all the details and everything else, and they can't lift themselves out of it and take a bird's eye view. But the coach can do that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well. Yeah. And it's me. You know. It's funny. My schedule right now. I help work for two companies on the financial part of things, and I'm not there at the same place every day of the week. So my set of eyes is totally different than that person that is there every day, because I come in and I can see things that, you know, they're not seeing. So it helps me. I think the other aspect in coaching too, Dan, is it's accountability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm coming to you and asking your help and then you help me, okay, I've got some responsibility, or I'm wasting my money if I'm, paying you for the coaching, some accountability to you as a coach to come back and have some things done. And so
And that's largely the value of the coach. That's what we pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Hold me accountable. for what I say to you that I want to do and will do.
Mm-hmm.
And the next coaching session, I see it on my calendar and I say, oh my, I haven't got that done yet, so I'm going to get her done.
Yeah.
So here's, from my perspective, why this is so important, because as a pastor, I've been around people for years and years and years in my own generation and both the one ahead and the one behind, but people who are not achieving their own potential. They're kind of wasting their time, wasting their life. They have gifts and abilities and opportunities, but they're just not doing it. And maybe some of those things that you mentioned that hold us back and that keep us down, maybe they have kept some of those people. But I can't tell you how many people are just not, pumping on all eight cylinders, mm-hmm. or they're just mm-hmm. coasting, and they're just not becoming all that God has created them to be. And that's what our theme for the radio show is, helping America's baby boomer live a life that matters.
Mm-hmm.
And if you probably, in order to live a life that matters, it just could be that you need to be bigger and better and, more at what it is that you're called to do.
Yeah.
Because most of us are not there yet, quite there yet. So,
yeah. Question for you, Dan. Do you find that people find more purpose and fulfillment when they're investing in people?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So when we take the attention off of ourselves.
Exactly.
What excited me about our topic today was some of the groups that I'm involved with. Outside of the business, I see a lot of people in your demographic, the boomers and the 50 plus, that mm-hmm. I see that they have such great wisdom and experience, and I know they've got the time to do some things to help the younger generation, and even people within your own demographic still need help. I mean, because a lot of people our age are coming out of business, and now we're finding out, hey, instead of retiring at 65, we're probably going to be working until we're in this, in our 70s.
Somehow. Oh yeah. By choice or necessity.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so, how do you, coaching, will lead into this a little bit later, but this is a means, if you've got the abilities and the skill sets and are willing to maybe take some training, let's invest in some other people, because we're kind of dependent upon our next generations to come up in a good way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So I have told you, and I've told our listeners too, that I have adopted a mentor. I don't think our relationship is coaching, but a mentor and a role model. He'll be 83 years old next month. He is the former CEO of the largest privately held corporation in our state, with an annual revenue in the neighborhood of $3 billion. And he's a runner, in life. I mean, mm-hmm. he's down at the gym every morning doing his thing, and he's very engaged, and I love that model.
Yeah.
But I know that he is deriving some satisfaction from helping a little kid like me. I'm a little kid that's almost 70, so when he's 83, I'm using him. He's my 15 years out example, right? That's the guy that mm-hmm. I want to, And his wisdom and his experience is just totally valuable to me. So I hear what you're saying about making an investment in other people's lives.
I admire about that, Dan, from both sides there, is you got your friend that is still out there pushing it every day, and you got a guy like you who, you could have the attitude, well, hey, I've served, my time, and, I've done this, but you're still wanting to learn. He's still wanting to give.
Yeah, perfect.
And that's the thing about a coaching relationship. There's two winners in it if it goes well. Is the one who's being coached is going to get down the road in a great way. The second one is the one who's coaching, because, if I was your coach and I felt like you, because of the combined efforts here, you mm-hmm. you got to where you wanted to go, and I was a part of that.
Yeah,
I mean, that just makes me feel great, and it's really something that can't be measured other than what's inside
exactly.
your heart,
And that's a life that matters.
Yeah, exactly.
More about that right after the break. Don't go away, folks. We will be right back.
Do you have an elderly parent that is becoming isolated, not eating well, feeling depressed or fearful of losing independence? Do you know your options? Need peace of mind or know what is best for yourself or others during their golden years of life? At no cost to you or your family, Golden Placement Services can give you hope in the midst of great change. Even if it means staying at home is the right option. Call the Golden Girls at 503-723-7145 today. That's 503-723-7145, and schedule your non-obligation appointment today.
Interest rates are still down, and that means the time to buy is right now. Let 24/7 Properties help you find the right house for your current needs. Jeff and his team, they take the time to get to know you and your unique situation to find the home that's just right for you. Search for available homes online at 247prop.com.
I'm Jeff Edmondson, founder of 24/7 Properties. Call me today and let's talk about the type of property you are interested in purchasing. No obligation, no cost. Let's find out what's right for you. Call me, 503-780-3030. 780-3030.
And we're back. I want to give a big thank you to those partners that you just heard about, 24/7 Properties and Golden Placement Services. We also have, as one of our new partners, Upside of Downsizing, just a very, very significant phase-based business. And I mean by the phase of life where you're kicking around the big old house, maybe where you raised the kids, and you're saying, honey, you know, this the yard is too much, and we got stairs and everything else, and let's talk about getting into something a little bit more right fit for us. That's Upside of Downsizing. And so, Kevin, we're going to get right back into it, and we're going to finish up our dialogue here, and the time has gone so quickly, I think we could do another couple of shows like this. But when we first started talking about coaching, you were talking about the mentoring or the example of helping others from a biblical model. Mm-hmm. And Paul, in his later life, poured himself into other people and encouraged us to do the same.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And you have the Paul and Timothy situation, which I think is probably the illustrative one.
Right.
But you know, I was coming out of Titus 2 where older men and women were encouraged or exhorted, you know, to be good examples and to teach the younger women and men. And I think from where we're at as boomers in the plus 50s, we're sitting in such a great spot to help others. And I think you only have to do is turn the TV on to see that our younger generation and maybe just the world in and of itself needs some encouragement.
Absolutely.
on what a good life is and what a sound life is in the scripture. So when you asked me, we talked about exchanging shows here, the people investment is what's in my heart, and meaningful work cultures, if you're still there at the workplace, and who can be a part of that? Well, we all can be, but especially for us who have been down the we're a little bit further down the track than others are. So our life experiences, our knowledge, and the foundation and the principles we live by can certainly be taught to others.
And, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's another part of being fulfilled in life and living a life that matters. I was reviewing those verses in Titus, and one thing that struck me, not just the instruction to help the next generation, to help the younger ones, but it also was really his emphasis on character. What kind of a person are you? And, you know, how do you live your life? How do you manage your priorities? And there was some very explicit terminology in there about what kind of a person you are in order, I think, to kind of gain the credibility or gain you know, the respect so that if you're in a coaching situation, then you're backing it up with your life.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You should be able to live out what you say you believe in. You know, and that's one thing I just hope for myself, aside from all this, is that would be that if you met Kevin out socially, you know, or see me at church or was in the workplace or whatever, that Kevin would be the same person.
Same guy.
Yeah, same guy, because that's, you know, that's how I live my life. And so I hope those who know me and have met me can say the same thing.
So they say, what you see is what you get.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Good. So we're kind of down to sort of maybe some final definitions or, you know, kind of a wrapping it up here. And I'm looking at key elements of coaching. And the benefits. Maybe we can wrap that up a little bit. What are some key elements of coaching?
Well, some of the key elements, and I'll just name them and or talk about them a little bit. But we've already talked about the first one. It's a process. It's not going to, like your illustration, if it's not going to be a one-time visit and I'm fixed or whatever.
Right.
It, you know, and I would say coaching isn't fixing anyway.
Okay.
I think that's in a different medical or profession, okay?
Yeah.
You know, coaching is more, you know, the leading, the validating, helping you, you know, as we talked about, get down on paper what you're wanting to do. And it's a constant change thing. But it's a special relationship between two people. I mean, it's a confidential relationship. You have to trust me that I can, you know, get you where you want to, mm-hmm. or help you get where you want, right. to get. And accountability, we've talked about. It's helping you be challenged, you know, mm-hmm. as a client. You mm-hmm. know, are you being challenged to do what you tell me you want to do? And whatever.
Right.
And being able to see, especially from a coach's standpoint, being able to see some different perspectives on things. But the benefits, A, to the one being coached, if you're working with someone that certainly lines up and mm-hmm. hears and understands what you're trying to do as a person, is the benefit is you're going to get down the road in a great way, and you're going to feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm. It's going to, you know, being under a coaching program is going to help set some disciplines in your life if you follow through with them.
Right.
That's going to help in those, the time management, maybe right. overcoming the fears, maybe getting directed mm-hmm. where the knowledge is you need to gain to do, you know, to do things. But to your listeners though, Dan, and I would, this is where the encouragement for me would be to your listening audience is if you've got the heart to help somebody and you feel like that this is something you'd like to do, there's nothing greater than the fulfillment and the satisfaction coming from helping somebody
right.
else. I mean, you know, set the money aside, okay, for the time being. It's not measured by money.
Right.
That may be a means for you yep. to make a living.
Yeah.
But your measurement shouldn't be money. Your measurement should be, what have I done to invest in you
yeah.
and to help you? And so
I like that. And we both know some people or institutes where a person can learn how to be a coach.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody has the temperament or the patience or the personality, you know, to be a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
But let's mention a couple. But primarily, I want to say to the listener, if you are interested in either finding a coach for yourself or considering the possibility of training and certifying to be a coach and make that investment in someone else's life or other people's lives, like Kevin is talking about, go to our website. Again, I keep going back to that, secondhalfnow.com. Fill out a contact form and just give us enough hints so we know what you're talking about. Just put coaching or need a coach or would like to coach or whatever else. So, and let's mention a couple of names because I have one that, and you know, we kind of run in some similar circles. Excuse me, but I will mention a gentleman I know here in our metropolitan area by the name of Carl Casanova. He's been on our show. He's entirely, how do I want to say, vetted, legitimate. I trust him wholeheartedly. He has an institute, and I'm not sure what the name is, but he has graduated, trained, certified about 1,200 coaches, and they're scattered all across the country. So if you're interested in looking at maybe a menu of possible coaches or coaching relationships, you don't even have to live in the same town because most of this kind of coaching is done on the phone anyway. Mm-hmm. You can do video conferencing or you can just do telephone.
Mm-hmm.
But Carl Casanova is one of my trusted friends and a good source for either providing a coach or learning how to coach.
Mm-hmm.
So and you had somebody that you wanted to recommend.
Yeah, exactly. We couple of weeks ago, and you can look on clouseronbusiness.com to find the podcast. It was called Building Culture Through Leadership Development. But a great lady, Dana Smith, is a coach and leadership development person. And you can find out about her. But she would be a good reference. And she did give me permission to say, you know, if people want to reach out to her, that's fine. I had a gal on from the D.C. area, Julie Thompson, in an earlier podcast as well. She does more corporate and executive leadership coaching.
Okay.
But those would be a couple of references.
Yeah.
And then I'm leaving Dan some information also on maybe a book and some places to go to that you can get from Dan when you write in.
Coaching has become one of the how would I say it? The one of the rapidly growing industries, and to tell you the truth, some people are in it that shouldn't be.
That's correct.
And maybe there are some people that should be but aren't.
Yeah.
And I've said that about pastors too, and I am one of them. So there are some people that are pastors that shouldn't be, you know. And we affectionately say maybe your calling is somewhere else.
Yeah.
So that's how we handle that. But before we go, I want to mention we have a couple of very highly respected educational institutions in our area, and I neglected to mention them after our last commercial break. But we partner with Warner Pacific College, a long known and highly regarded institution here in Portland, and also Multnomah University. Great history of training leaders, both of these institutions, training leaders who really have been scattered around the world. And they fully support our show, and they've been on. In fact, we had a vice president of actually of both of those, and the founder and chairman of the business department at Multnomah, who I don't know if you've met. Have you met Lee Sellers?
I have not, but okay. Both of those are great institutions.
Yeah, good. And I don't know if they have coaching certificates or degrees, but I know that the core stuff that you would get at those schools would prepare you for life. Mm-hmm. And if coaching is something that, you know, where you feel led and feel you can make a difference, then the education from either of those would be very, very helpful.
Yeah, and I would also recommend, too, that if you have an interest, seek advice from an advisor and maybe go talk to some coaches that you know. And just get a gist of what is behind it. Because as you were saying, Dan, this is not a I'm going to fix you business. This is I'm going to help you and really serve you business.
Right.
And it takes a particular personality and skill set and training in some instances to be able to do that.
And here's the full circle irony. Somebody might say, I'd really like to be a coach because I want to help people you know, achieve and live a life worth living. Well, maybe you're stuck and you need a coach to help you become a coach.
Exactly.
Isn't that full circle irony or something like that? I just made that up. But Kevin, I want to thank you for coming in today. It's been really, really helpful. And again, our listeners, just go to secondhalfnow.com and just put any clue in there about coaching and we'll get back in touch with you. And we'll be able to meet that request for you. And we have all kinds of resources. Coaching is a great service. I have used coaches, and I can't tell you the value of them is absolutely off the charts. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that I could achieve anything to the level that I would want to without having a committed coaching relationship.
Yeah same here. The coaches I've had, plus the people that have been really influential in my life. And I was just fortunate when I was a younger man, I had a retired Marine Corps colonel take me under his wings, you know, and got me set on the right path on some things. He was an old, a young old navigator, former navigator, you know, the ministry people.
Yeah.
And just so get the advice, get the counsel. And as Dan was saying, you know, seek out a coach.
Exactly. Good. That's going to wrap it up for today. We're in studio today with Kevin Clouser, clouseronbusiness.com, and just as becoming a good friend, and we've exchanged broadcasts on podcast and radio, and we're going to do it some more. Is that all right with you, Kevin?
It's perfect.
Perfect. Okay.
Look forward to it.
I am your host, Dr. Dan Critchett, and we are saying goodbye for now. And until next time, I'm praying that God will help you live a life that matters, a life that honors Him and blesses others. Let's meet again. Right here on the website or on a podcast or live next Monday, 5:30 p.m. on the radio, KKPZ 1330, The Truth.
Thanks for listening to Second Half Now with Dr. Dan Critchett on KKPZ 1330, The Truth, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. To hear the rest of this program, find out more about the topics discussed today, or ask questions, visit secondhalfnow.com. That's secondhalfnow.com. Tune in next Monday at 5:30 p.m. for more tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. Until then, visit secondhalfnow.com.